What if the people most convincing about AI risk are the ones who least believe it? The please don't kill us selection process rewards performance over authenticity, filtering for viral confidence instead of genuine concern. The result? Influencers optimized for engagement, not accuracy, and the consequences are just beginning. What does it actually take to genuinely hold AI risk beliefs? The arguments aren't casual. Orthogonality, instrumental convergence, the difficulty of value specification. These require sustained engagement with technical material that most people find either impenetrable or implausible. The people who have done that work tend to carry a certain quality. They've sat with the horror of the arguments and emerged still believing them. That often produces intensity, social weirdness, difficulty explaining it briefly. None of those traits are what gets you to a million followers. What does it take to go viral on the same topic? Emotional resonance, relatability, aesthetic sensibility, and the ability to compress an argument into something that lands in 3 seconds. These are real skills, but they're orthogonal to epistemic depth. The selection filter for viral content doesn't reward correctness, it rewards engagement. Someone who can simulate the effect of genuine alarm without having actually done the intellectual work will reliably outcompete someone who has. Where does this divergence matter most? The traits that help someone go viral, smoothness, confidence, relatability, willingness to simplify, are the same traits that can mask shallow understanding. And the traits that correlate with genuinely having done the work, intensity, nuance, discomfort with easy answers, difficulty performing normalcy, are liabilities in the attention economy. The please don't kill us filter explicitly asks for no follower minimum and daily posting. That selection is optimizing for output rate and charisma, not for epistemic quality. Is there precedent for this dynamic in other movements? Celebrity environmentalism is the recurring case study. High-profile advocates who perform environmental concern, flying private, owning multiple homes, haven't just failed to help, they've become evidence against the sincerity of the movement. The mechanism is the same. Selection for communicative charisma systematically underweights whether the person actually understands or lives the thing they're communicating. The audience can rarely tell the difference until the contradiction becomes too visible to ignore. So here's the policy we actually need. Require every AI risk creator to disclose any algorithmic amplification or AI assistance they use to produce that content. Think influencer marketing rules, but for existential warnings. The performance becomes visible. Audiences can finally separate genuine expertise from viral theater. So when you next watch a viral AI warning, ask, is this person transmitting genuine alarm or just performing it? And would you even know the difference?